Longtime fans of the show should be familiar with the lender formerly known as Sue Pullen, and I'm pleased to announce that she's back, fresh off a rebrand and ready to help as Sue Mackey. Sue is a certified mortgage advisor at Fairway Independent Mortgage, an equal housing lender who focuses on finding the right product for you and your needs. She has over 20 years of experience helping thousands of homeowners. Whether it's purchasing, refinancing, or even a reverse mortgage, Sue will help. Sue's licensed in 36 states now, so reach out and let Sue Mackey it happen for you. The best way to reach her is just give her a call at 520-977-7904 or in an email, spullen@fairwaymc.com. Fairway Independent Mortgage has an MLS number of 2289. Sue Mackey has an MLS number of 206048. That email again, spullen@fairwaymc.com. And that phone number is 520-977-7904. Shoot Sue an email and let her know she needs to update that address.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Disclaimer time. This is where I tell everyone to lighten up. It's just a podcast. Trading is like that roller coaster at the amusement park. Thrilling, unpredictable, and potentially stomach churning. What works for one person might leave another clutching their hat in the wind. Our hosts and guests, they're awesome, knowledgeable, full of insights, but we're not financial advisors. So don't rush to make any investment decisions based solely on our banter. Always consult with a professional or do your own research. Plus, let's face it, we like to have fun, laugh, enjoy the trading ride together. It's all in the name of good podcasting fun. So remember, take it easy, don't bet the farm, and keep your seatbelts on at all times. Thank you for listening.
Say words?
No, you can say bonus track.
When do you want me to start talking?
Right now.
Okay. So, what about this? What about, so we categorize discipline with those couple of words, right, on like the reactive discipline, structured discipline, da da da. Okay. Another, like, if you take that as like subcategories, right? If you like, if this were like a decision tree, if they like go higher on the thing, you could think, emotional self-discipline as a category, financial self-discipline, time management discipline, social
nice.
Discipline, professional mm-hmm. discipline. And when you think of that, what I find interesting is like, what if you're hung up on like an issue with your trading and you haven't yet or haven't thought of differentiating, is it a financial discipline issue or is it an emotional discipline issue?
Nice. Yes. Love it.
I oftentimes link the two together, right? Like yeah. I, because of my background and where I come from, I link like the financial side, or I have struggled to link the financial side and the emotional side together. Like kind of they're married to me. Like they kind of go together. The more, you know, fiscally irresponsible I may be, the more emotionally charged I get, you know, or that's at least something I have to worry about. But what if someone's just like financial discipline is so poor that like it's not an emotional whatever. They'll just spend it till it's gone. And then when they save up enough to try again, they'll save up enough and then blow through that again because they just have no financial discipline. Quite the opposite? To your point, what if it's on the flip side?
But I mean, can you use that to find like maybe I have shit financial discipline, but I have really good emotional discipline. So now mm-hmm. I can use that information to try to build into my processes, things that lean into my strengths yeah. and shy away from my weaknesses.
Yeah, I mean, I just think
different love context. To dive into this.
Yes, yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, I think so. Or even like
please.
Another one was like personal discipline or like defensive discipline. So like how guarded and careful you are, how disciplined are you to be, or it's almost like kind of mushing it together, but one of the other ones on the list is like how disciplined are you about how you guard yourself against like outside influences or outside like things that would affect you, right? Yeah. So some people do a great job. They're like a stone wall. Like what Kyle's doing will never matter to me with what I'm doing. But other people are not very disciplined. So they're very in that way. So they're very
more permeable
to want to, yeah, very much to pull in. What right. is he doing? What does she think? What does he think?
And now I'm looking at that. Like you just take, if that's you, like, when you're sitting there, like put yourself in the mind of like the market, and the market, you don't want to let the market know that it's pissing you off. So now you're, that is your yeah. discipline, right? Like you can lean into that maybe. I don't know. It could be a terrible yeah. thing to do, but.
This is an interesting frame, Baba, because I tend to think that if you have one way of relating to discipline within yourself, that it's going to generally apply to different contexts. But I imagine that there are some where we as humans show up really strong and other contexts where we get a little weird, you know, like in mm-hmm. relationship, for example, right? Like we can have really good maybe boundaries with work or something, but then in partnership, primary partnership, maybe there's like a way that we get like activated and we kind of lose ourselves or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Does it all have to do with core values kind of thing? That kind of seems like understanding where your values yeah, are maybe. Probably help you understand where your disciplines are.
Yeah. I like this.
Yeah, when I started looking at it, I was like, gosh, what do we – I mean, you know, there's like 50 ways you can slice this up, you know. Or, you know, mm-hmm. which really got my like – wheels turning, because I was like, oh, I feel like I'm usually pretty hard on myself rating something. Like if you're like, oh, how disciplined are you, I'm gonna typically
anything say, you're rating yourself, are you more self-depreciative? You think
I think I hold myself to an unrealistically high standard, therefore yeah. I'm not achieving that, so I, you know, that's kind of a thing, right? Mm-hmm. For me. Mm-hmm. Which did not do any favors last year, in case yeah. you were wondering, mentally or like trading. But so I think the whole like, how disciplined are you? How do you think about your discipline? Blah blah blah. Like I would have answered before all this. Like one, like I would have said, oh, I'm not really all that disciplined, and I'm probably just disciplined enough. But now. My definition and even like buckets for what discipline means, there's like 15 buckets yeah. where there used to be just one. And it was a very base definition. Discipline equals how well do you follow what you said you were going to do for the day and trade within your plan. And like, yes, that is like the simplest way to define it. But I think it's, you know, I think it's a lot more dynamic. And there's a lot more moving parts to how you, if you really wanted to dig in and start breaking down, like, why do I do the things I do, or why do I not, or just, you know, what are my unique challenges? I think it can get, you know, it's a lot more than just yeah. so simple as, do I really do the, you know what I'm saying? Am I really disciplined? Oh, I don't know. I can't wake up in the morning.
Yeah, it's complex.
And I was surprised by that, which is probably why I kind of fixated on this for like, you know, a little bit, because it was like curious to me.
Something that I've found that I guess, like one thing that I think I'm really good at is keeping my word. If I tell somebody I'm going to do something, then I'm going to do it. So when I take that approach to trading and I say, you know what, today this is the thing that I'm going to do. Like I felt like that worked really well. Hmm. Maybe that's, you know, maybe that's
you write that down or
what's that?
You like. Do you write that down?
When I was doing that on a regular basis, yeah, I was writing it down. I haven't felt the need for it, but I think I need to bring that back now that we're talking about it.
Yeah, I remember that phase. You would yeah. write it down in your notebook every day.
That would be my thing.
Things that I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I keep a Cleo. If this is offensive, I don't mean this at all. If you appreciate it, I really mean it.
Let's
see how this goes. And look at me, okay? I'm wearing camouflage. I have a beard, okay? I'm a crunchy, you know, trashy, you know, southerner, right?
Pretty like, yeah, we all loved... I was crunchy.
Not Let's... crunchy, like I'm a dirty redneck from South Carolina.
Yeah. Great, great, right? great. Yeah.
Yeah, we all watched the anime.
Yeah. So I have a little stack. This is like this, I would say like the softest thing that I, a couple of the softest things that I do. Like one thing I do is I periodically listen to a guided meditation on trading for like positive thoughts towards trading. So there's like mantras in there, right? Like I don't say them out loud, but I just find a quiet place, or maybe it's at night or in the morning.
I'm so offended.
Is this the Rich Friesen one, or is it a different
one?
I'm
kidding.
It's a different one. It's just kind of like from, well, I thought it was just kind of, it might feel a little stereotypical, like, oh, Cleo.
Oh, that was actually the thing that you thought I would be offended by?
Well, it's like, you're from California, and you're a woman, and you've talked about things like this, and I'm going to be like, listen to this, and it just, I didn't want you to feel like,
oh my gosh,
no. I was pigeonholing you into like, you're the only person that talks about soft skills.
I don't do that stuff anyway.
So I got that
going. I love that you do that. Another I listen thing. To like hip hop when I run, and that's like my thing.
Okay. Another thing I do, and this is specifically for trading. I just thought I would share these things with you guys because, like, we talk about discipline all night. But like, another thing that I have is a stack of note cards here with like different phrases on them that like help kind of settle things for me when, you know, not like oh I took a stop, let me read a note card, but like. Maybe as like my day's getting going, I'll pull one out and like read it, you know, like self-trust is the first step to success. Ralph Waldo Emerson, like
something
just random, encouraging little
notes, quotes,
little quotes, little notes, little things, stuff that Pax has said,
reminders.
Can we have
a channel for that, Baba?
Do we have a channel for what?
Can we have a channel for that? Just for inspirational quotes. We should just make
inspirational reminders and quotes.
Yeah, just something for your morning quote, and you can drop one in.
Baba, also, this is so delightful. I love knowing this about you. I feel so like tender toward you. It's so sweet.
It's like well, we found out Mike listens to motivational videos and he's working out.
That's right. Yeah.
It's so nice.
You know, I don't know. I just have found that like we need every like the market is a difficult environment, and so everything we can do to kind of. Or everything I have found to kind of settle me and help me like remember why I'm doing this and help me remember that the market doesn't care anything about my orders and, you know, it's not out to get me or anything like that, like really sets me up to, you know, perform at my highest.
Yeah, you're taking care of yourself in this crazy environment.
It do be wild.
I think it's awesome.
Are you suggesting Two Live Crew is not motivational?
I mean, no, I've got some badass playlists I listen to sometimes. Like when I'm really like, if I'm a lot of times Globex trading or like even on the stream, I'll have it playing in my ears in addition to y'all whoever we're talking with or whatever.
What are you typically listening to?
Well, so if you remember, we talked about music. I used to get so into the music, I couldn't focus on trading.
Like, I feel like that's what I want almost.
But so I would just be kind of like more interested in the playlist. So I've built some, I have some like lo-fi beats that just sounds like, you know, probably something like a college student would play in the background and study to. Lo-fi girl, if you've ever listened to her, that's a good one. I built a couple of trading playlists with like some more like house dance like EDM type music.
I want to hear your playlist.
What's your weekend chill music?
Will you share your playlist? Your trading playlist really is too private. Vulnerable. It's too vulnerable.
First I want this whole discipline list. All the disciplines, the list of all the disciplines. That's what I really want.
Those are good.
I'm sure I can find it. Yeah.
I wonder if I can get into my old iPod.
On the weekends, I mean, so I play music. Like, I love to play music anyways.
What do you play? What instrument?
I play guitar.
You do?
I've played since I was like 14. Yeah.
No, we don't know this.
I lost a couple in the storm, actually. It's pretty sad.
Oh, man.
One that was pretty special to me. But Yeah, in college I built guitars at a shop, like
dude, that's custom, freaking awesome.
Custom acoustic guitars, electric guitars, and basses.
Damn, we gotta get.
Yeah, you don't know anything about me.
Next time you're coming with your guitar.
You should have been. I gotta get you and Dan on that episode together.
I'd be down.
Talk about music. Yeah.
Honestly, this is embarrassing, guys. There's a lot of chain smokers on this playlist. Like a substantial amount of chain smokers. Do y'all know who that is?
Good band.
Oh, I thought you were talking about just people with that deep voice.
Okay, so
it's just like that.
But you're talking about people
voice.
that smoke, or it's a band called Chainsmokers.
It's a band called Chainsmokers. Okay. It's very like probably out of date for high school kids now. Another what else is on here? Like Kiara, like Gold. If you know that song.
Okay, great. I'm taking notes.
Like, there's some Drake on there.
Yeah.
There's some.
Am I the only guy who likes metal? Like System of a Down?
I think so.
Grunge. Oh, God.
Chains.
No, Emily Warren.
I respect you for liking it. I don't understand it.
Hippie Sabotage. Halsey.
Craig's Brother. You ever hear them?
Got some Beastie Boys on there?
Coldplay.
Yeah, but then sometimes it'll be like Damien Rice. Do you guys
know
who he
is? I know that guy. Yep.
Yeah, so it'll be like old Damien Rice, like Blower's Daughter, and what's his name? Old Pine is the record.
All right, here's what we're gonna do for next week, since the food thing did not work as it's going to be a five song playlist that you guys got to bring
the
next
food
week.
Thing didn't work. What do you mean about my salad wall? That was
amazing. Your salad wall was the only thing that saved it.
Okay, hold
you know,
on
salad let's... is what food eats.
Yeah. Okay, what about okay, here we go. What about Nickel Creek? Ever listen
yeah,
to them?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Or the Punch Brothers, which is still Chris Thiele, but like just in the other band. All right, and then we'll go into some other. So Charlie Cunningham, any takers? Mm-hmm. Like the song Minimum, such a bop.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Let's see, Mighty Oaks.
Yep.
The record Dreamers is a banger.
Got a little Aaron Lewis.
Dude, Tall Heights, Neptune, the album.
It's almost kind of folky.
Specifically, Horse to Water is one that I like a lot.
Great. I'm going to create my own playlist because you're not going to share it with me. I'm going to create my own Baba playlist. That's what it's called.
Were you a fan of Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
I saw him at the Gorge in Washington when I was stationed up there. It was actually a really good show.
Oh, what's it? There's an guy named... See if he's. I have his stuff here. It's not on. You have to look it up on YouTube. Roddy Womble is his name, and he's like an Irish folk singer.
Rodney what?
Roddy Womble. Roddy. Actually, he is on Spotify. So he has a song called Morning Coffee. I think it is. Where's it at? It would be on like 2017 album, maybe.
Everyday Sun.
Yes, that's the one. That's a banger. I like it at least. Yeah.
Bear,
I
you
mean,
shared
my...
a playlist here.
Do what?
Did
no,
Bear,
I just shared a song.
Oh, you just shared
just
a song.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Back to you,
Charlie
Bob.
Daniels. Nice.
Sorry.
No, Aaron Lewis.
Yeah, man, I could go on and on. I mean, and then we could go more into, like, there's obviously, like, Fleet Foxes, if you ever listen to them. It's kind of weird, but kind of fun, too. It's, like, folksy kind of vibes. And then if we went to, like, so I could listen to that kind of stuff for all day, right? Hours. I could listen to, like, offbeat, like... what's his name? I could just look over here and find him. On the playlist. So there's a Alexi Murdoch. You ever heard of him? A song called Orange Sky is one of my favorites.
Yep.
Ingrid Michaelson. You know her?
Uh-uh.
Oh, boy. I think that's her name. Yeah, Ingrid Michaelson. She has a song called... Oh, no, not... Is that her name? Hold on. Let me look this song up.
This is all music you listen to while you're trading.
It would just depend on the day.
Yeah.
Most of the time when I'm trading... So a lot of these songs I'm telling you are songs that when I'm listening to them, they kind of captivate my mind because I'm listening to all the different instruments and I'm kind of really like vibing, you know? I will sometimes listen to that, but if I'm trying to trade it, it's probably going to be more like on the spectrum of what I call like a little more mindless music like Drake or the Chainsmokers or... Like what? Like I have a playlist from like rap from high school.
Chainsmokers.
Yeah, you want it to be supportive and not distracting.
Yeah.
You ever listen to Al Stewart?
No, but it's I can old, definitely add
older,
it.
Older, 60s. He's like the he was like the fifth Beatle. But I think he might like his stuff. You're the Cat's kind of easy listening. Really.
Well, I can't.
Good song.
Hold on. I'm gonna send this. This song is like. Why can't I find it? Let me see if this is it.
Oh, wow. Chainsmokers top song right now is Chainsmokers and Coldplay.
Dude, this is the wrong thing. I'm going to find this song. Regina Spektor.
Yeah, I like her.
Man of a Thousand Faces is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard on a piano.
Oh, great.
It's like...
Wait, what was it again?
It's called Man of a Thousand Faces by Regina Spektor. And she, I don't like vibe with all of her songs or whatever. I mean, but that one progression on the piano is so captivating. I mean,
Clea, are you
like,
building a playlist for real? Because I want
I, it. I am. Done. I have been taking notes.
Good.
Yeah.
You're funny. I mean, I could go on. I have a lot of songs on here.
We're still recording.
But then, like,
fine, this will be the bonus. And yeah.
This is probably gonna go out Thursday. And just
there's a country guy, kind of like a folk country guy named Stephen Wilson Jr. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of the best songwriters, like maybe of the last 5 years, five or so. So like Year to Be Young is a real popular song, probably one of his most popular song. But there's also one called Father Son, that is like. I mean, it'll, like, make you cry. Well, if you're a dude, it'll, like, make you cry. Like, it's so freaking good.
Did you ever listen to Flowbots? Did you ever hear that?
Nope, but I can add them.
The No Handlebars still gives me chills when I listen to that. I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
No handlebars.
Yeah.
No,
I know that one. Interesting.
I had so Dan's bandmate, the guy that used to drum for them, he was in a some sort of class. Like I think he was doing like a night school, like night college courses with one of the guys from the Flowbots. But they never jammed together because he never brought it up that he was a musician too. Like, dude, could have known somebody who knew the guy.
Sort of similar to you, Kyle. Friends. You didn't know Baba played the guitar all these years.
Well, it would have been like if Baba told me he wrote my favorite song.
Well, what are some other? So we already said
you weren't part of Pink Floyd for like the last 30 years before I met you.
Pink Floyd is good. It is good.
I find out you wrote Dark Side of the Moon, I'll lose my mind.
We said James Bay, right? We said that James Bay is good. Need the Sun to Break, or If You Ever Want to Be in Love, that's a banger. John Mayer, of course, in that same vein. Some of his older stuff.
I think we have enough.
I can keep going, guys. We can stay here all night. I got it, boy.
You could just share your playlist, you know?
At this point, you already kind of have.
Yeah, I know. You just give us your best songs. Just share it in the chat.
Here's the other one that might throw you for a loop. So, obviously, there's a handful of country musicians that I like, but I'm pretty particular because I think the country genre
it's not country anymore. It's not
what it once was, and it's fine that it's moved that way, but it's just not my preference.
It's just not. It's not to say it's not Johnny Cash. It's not.
So there's some country tunes I like, and then I'm gonna be honest, man. Small southern town guy, whatever. I'm pretty critical of, and this I don't know where this lands with you guys. I know, but I'm pretty critical of like the popular like Christian CCM top 40 Christian music, if you're familiar with any of that. Like what, like down here we have like Christian radio stations, like, you know, this terribly produced, like annoying.
It's like the South Park.
Which
sounds like they're in love with Jesus.
It's like impossible for me to listen to, but there are some artists that I do really, really vibe with. They're never on the radio and whatever, that are in that genre of music as well, which is probably like, wait, what? But I would never listen to that while I was trading, because I'm trying to like kill the market.
Remember that band Jar of Clay, or Jars of Clay, I think it was? Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to them? Because I never knew that they were a Christian band. That was one of the first albums I ever bought as a kid.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they just disbanded. I mean, that was like 25 years ago.
I know. It was
30 years like, ago.
Well, I think it might have... I bought Jewel, Pieces of You, and Collective Soul's self-title album. Those are the first two CDs I bought as a kid.
Jewel. She's one that was oddly... Jewel. She had an odd career.
Dude, if I want to go... If I want my go-to-sleep CD on the submarine, I had two of them. It was... this one. Okay, System of a Down, Toxicity. That was probably not the best one to sleep to, but... It was either that one or it was Dido's self-titled album.
Dido.
That freaking Dido album is amazing.
All right. So there was another band.
Wait, though, I think you should listen to your Christian music while you're trading and see what happens. Just see.
See what happens.
See if it inspires you.
No, see if God comes in.
Right.
Hey, you never know.
I've tried it.
here's Lord another thing. Asked. So
no, I've listened to everything from, you know, Christian music to Two Live Crew while trading. So, yeah.
That's funny.
I just started getting into Wu-Tang Clan again. I never actually listened to him as a kid.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same.
You said Jars of Clay. That makes me think of a band called Cademan's Call. They were in that same genre, pretty similar. They were a little more explicitly Christian or whatever. It's like very folky kind of vibe. Like there's a song, I think they might have did Playing in the Creek. I'm not sure, but... There's also a song called Playing in the Creek that's really fun. But then one of the main songwriters for them, he left the band and actually like kind of publicly for a season, like walked away from faith altogether and had like this, you know, whole whatever. And his name's Derek Webb. And so he has chronicled his journey of faith through music. Like unintentionally or intentionally, but you can like follow the arc of like his thinking, and if you like good songwriting and you're interested at all in like someone would go through deconstruction and reconstruction and it'd be very different on both ends. Derek Webb's albums from post Cayman's Call to like his most recent stuff, it's so crazy to watch this thing play out for him. And like, that's not my story necessarily, but I find it to be very captivating. He can also, like, really piss me off sometimes. I get annoyed with people who are hyper-cultural, and I know that might land weird with everyone, but, like, if, like, everyone in the world says this thing is a big deal, and then some random person I know is like, oh, this is the biggest thing in the world. I'm just like, can't you... Like, you get your ideas from everyone else. That's really cool. How insightful. And not to say that, like, big things for everyone aren't big things, but that kind of thing kind of annoys me because it's very narrative-driven at times.
History isn't just boring names and dates. It's weird, messy, and full of what-were-they-thinking moments. The Buck Starts Here dives into the financial fiascos, questionable deals, and outright chaos that helped build America $1 at a time. We mix in serious history from a fresh perspective, real, deep dives into the numbers and the moments that shaped the country without the boring lecture. From presidential blunders to almost states and the time an international war almost started over a pig, we break down the key events that made, and nearly broke, the nation. It's the fascinating untold history you won't find in the textbooks. Subscribe to the Buck Starts Here podcast for a deeper look at presidential history that's anything but dull.
Longtime fans of the show should be familiar with the lender formerly known as Sue Pullen, and I'm pleased to announce that she's back, fresh off a rebrand and ready to help as Sue Mackey. Sue is a certified mortgage advisor at Fairway Independent Mortgage, an equal housing lender who focuses on finding the right product for you and your needs.
She has over 20 years of experience helping thousands of homeowners. Whether it's purchasing, refinancing, or even a reverse mortgage, Sue will help. Sue's licensed in 36 states now, so reach out and let Sue Mackey it happen for you. The best way to reach her is just give her a call at 520-977-7904 or in an email, spullen@fairwaymc.com. Fairway Independent Mortgage has an MLS number of 2289. Sue Mackey has an MLS number of 206048. That email again, spullen@fairwaymc.com. And that phone number is 520-977-7904. Shoot Sue an email and let her know she needs to update that address.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Another fun one that follows a similar story like Derek Webb is David Bazan, which I really dig his songwriting. It is just so critical and hard and like very vulnerable and like kind of like it's like so gritty, man. But like you can tell he's just grappling with like what in the hell is going on.
How do you spell Bazan?
B-A-Z-A-N. He's from your end of the country. He's from like what's right above you?
Oregon.
Oregon or Washington. Oregon.
Those State, are good states. Somewhere I like up those there. Places. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, he moved to Washington, Phoenix, Arizona. Seattle. He lives in Seattle. Yeah, so cool. The capital of all things, a little bit awkward.
Seattle's an awful place.
But he's
I
got some...
love it. What's wrong with Seattle?
Outside of Seattle, it was nice. Like Bremer, like the Silverdale, like the other side of the city itself.
Oh, it's just, I think most of my memories cool. of
Seattle are
cool.
like grunge years.
Somebody accosted by bums everywhere you go.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's
that's
what I would,
my experience.
They might have cleaned it up since I've been there. It's been 20 years.
Here's what I think we need to do as an episode.
I think it's changed a little.
Probably. Hopefully they clean things up a bit. Chicago. Man, Chicago's been beautiful every time I go there.
I liked Chicago
I'm
a couple
serious.
Times we've been.
Yeah.
Michigan Avenue, they keep that go to beautiful. Chicago in July.
The tulips everywhere when they go out there in April.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. That's a chef's kiss.
I might actually, for the first time ever, intentionally go to Chicago.
When are you doing that?
I might go in July. PAX is doing a little get-together weekend.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
So, interesting.
Sounds like
Chicago's always been one of those cities I've avoided. I've flown through it a couple of times, and I've ridden through it when somebody else was driving. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's enough for me. I have actually driven through it at least once. I forgot about that. It was probably still
people
have some
that drive
PTSD.
In that city are not fun to drive around. I know I shit on South Carolina drivers, but Chicago drivers are pretty bad.
Dude, it was terrifying because I was driving across Chicago because I was going from Montana to Virginia. And I'm like, oh, 5 a.m. on a Tuesday, I should be safe. Oh, no. These people, I mean, it's like 45 mile an hour construction zone, giant signs, and it is a construction zone, but it's a 5-lane freeway and people are going 70. And if you're not going 70, they're acting like they're going to start shooting. It was
You guys can have Chicago. I'm keeping Seattle.
My favorite thing about driving west is like as you go through, it's starting about Texas or maybe New Mexico, but as you continue, I'm sorry, going east, as you keep going east, the fines and the penalties for hitting road workers like continues to increase. Like it goes from like New Mexico, where like, yeah, it'll be like $5,000 and a slap on the wrist. And then you
get
to like Oklahoma, it's $10,000 and like 10 years in jail.
And
then you get to like Indiana, it's like 15 years in jail, $15,000.
What's it going to cost me to hit a road worker here?
Yeah.
It's going up everywhere. No, we've had some pretty serious issues in Montana, too, so they bumped up those penalties as well.
Do you guys have speed limits now, or they finally get that sorted
Yeah,
out?
Well, I thought we talked about that one time. Asshole that lost the court case that forced the state to actually put speed limits back in. That was a long time ago, too. That was like 20 years ago. But
All right. How do we wrap this thing up?
Good luck on the editing of this. We probably should cut some of this, don't you think?
I don't know. That's pretty,
this is just like, you know.
See, I don't have anything to go out on Thursdays anymore unless I have guest episodes lined up. So if we don't have guest episodes, it might just be a little bonus content.
Okay, great. I've been trying to talk to Banks in a Humanity episode for like a year.
Oh my God, I know. Did you see with this post today?
Yes.
Dodging tornadoes?
Totally.
Ooh, we have to talk about that.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get to make
my joke.
Maybe
we do it next week.
It's going to tell Baba that Banks is trying to one-up him.
It was nowhere close, dude. He hit in the cart barn of a golf course for like 30 minutes and then went home.
Almost hit in a tree.
there are some pretty bad, heavily hit spaces there if you've looked it up at all. I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like, buildings are just missing like half of them.
Yeah, that was a big tornado that went through there.
I think the localization of that is the big difference there.
He didn't have a river going down his basement, I don't think.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This is
point
true.
Still, Baba.
Yeah, we win the game.
All right, let's stop this recording. Let people go to
bed. Yeah.
This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only, does not constitute financial or investment advice, and should not be construed as such. The hosts, guests, and contributors of this podcast are not licensed financial advisors, brokers, or professionals. Any trading or investment decisions made based on the content of this podcast are solely at the listener's discretion and risk. Trading and investing in financial markets carry inherent risks, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Listeners should conduct their own research and seek advice from qualified financial professionals before making any financial decisions. The views, opinions, and information shared in this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the podcast creators or associated organizations.
Produced by China Shop Productions.